one of my favorite songs right there. Bow, bow. Da, 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 da. Hopefully we've got the volume issues corrected. We're having to, I don't know if it's the new board or what, but bear with us if the volumes are off between our mics and the music and all that kind of thing. It's 6:31 here on this Wednesday hump day. We're in Benton, Arkansas, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. I'm David Basil, Roger Scott to my right. In front of me is Trey Reed. Back in the studio is Kristen Weaver. Justin will join us a little bit later. Steve Brown of Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here with us. Steve, always great to be here.
I appreciate you guys being here.
Is this a big time?
It's a big deal. Summer auto loan special starts Friday.
Okay.
Celebrate America's 250th birthday. We are offering historically low auto loan rates. Rates as low as 1.776%.
Get it?
That's pretty catchy. Did you come up with that or your wife?
Yeah, no. As far as you know, it was me.
Yeah, so we'll be at Fletcher. Speaking of cars, we'll be at Fletcher tomorrow. Yeah. And so if you want to, it's nice to be able to walk into a car dealership knowing you've got financing. Taken care of. By the way, I'm already in trouble here.
Yeah.
Jessica, on our Facebook Live this morning, which we do a Facebook Live for about 3 minutes every day before we start the show. So she said she is the CEO at the Arkansas Community Foundation, by the way. Three letters that I don't have at the end of my name. She said, you did not say, I have to calm her down. She's not perfect. You know, she's not perfect.
Dude, you are digging a deeper hole.
And Chris, you want affirmation for me?
Christian, when the last thing that was said, I think, Trey, you said, my wife is the greatest person.
Is a much better human being than me. And that was a perfect thing to drop out on because, you know, it's like an exclamation point at the end of a sentence.
And we started talking about money. Who's better with money? And I thought, and I asked Steve that. Steve politically said the right thing. It's even.
Didn't want to alienate half his customers.
Constituents.
Well, that's true. Yeah, forget about the political aspects of Steve. Yeah.
That's why I could not marry Jessica, because we would be divorced within about a month because of money, just the money issue alone. That I am not a good money man. Roger knows that I spend and waste more money and do things that I just don't. When you don't have that responsibility of having a family and kids, you can be a little bit looser with your money.
So you're like the United States of America, deficit spending.
Yeah, but there you go. this is kind of response you get from one of our listeners. As a 33-year-old man, it's honestly sad and not funny that Baz is a 70-year-old bachelor. You know what? Number one,
what?
It's not sad. I'm not 70 yet. I'm only 62. And I choose to be a bachelor.
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses me off more. We ain't 70. As a 33-year-old man, it's honestly sad and not funny. This guy, he's tongue-in-cheek.
That's okay.
He don't mean that.
I've been married before, and bachelor, I'm set my ways. And so what Jessica and I have got going is a good deal.
Well, great relationships can take on different forms. And,
oh, my gosh. I don't think Kurt Russell was married.
You don't take that pressure. Basil, tell them to go to hell.
and there is no question that if y'all were to get married in your current state that you're speaking about, that you would keep separate accounts.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you that. I just think it would be.
This guy, he's just kidding.
Oh, no, here's what it says. JB in Center Ridge says, hey, Trey, I want to give a shout-out to Tracy Bennett, who works out at the Lone Oak office. They do not pay this woman enough for what she does. She will be the sole reason anyone gets a boater's or hunter's education card this year because of the new online system to administer the class. She is a saint. So there you go. So
good.
Yeah.
Always people getting bragged on. Look, we got a lot of great staff. And some of the unsung heroes at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission are those folks in our, you know, front offices, those publicly facing folks, especially the ones that deal with licensing. David, you've been there.
Yeah, oh, you bet.
We I told you when you had the incident with the DMAP deer a few years ago, whenever that was. I said, come up to the office. Our ladies and gentlemen at the licensing counter will take care of you, and they did within seconds. I mean, and that's what I tell everybody. Like, if you've got a problem that you can't figure out online or whatever, because I run into them too. Go to an office and talk to a human being, and they will fix you up.
You know, that deal, you know, I'll never forget. Our show was so crazy that we had the whole Hunting Arkansas talking about that day and when, you know, I killed the deer live on the air, which is nobody has ever done that before. And
radio history.
Yeah, radio history. And so that was really cool. And Roger got the nicest. I was thinking, we do things. Like, you guys aren't a sports show. Listen, we do. We cover a lot of sports, too.
Oh,
one of them, matter of fact, Bree Ellis's mom wrote me a text yesterday, nicest text you can ever imagine, about how grateful she was with what we did with Bree last year and what a great experience it was and how we treated her and us promoting women's sports. I mean, like, wow. You know, okay, that reminds us why we work hard at what we do, and that you know, we think about all the different. Remember, Anthony Black's mom was really appreciative.
Well, you've done well with all those folks, and all we're trying to do is I don't know if there's any full service gas stations around, but that's about where we are. There's not that many, in my opinion, many morning shows left.
Yes.
That try to entertain.
That's right. Yeah.
And the sports that you give and everything do with us. I mean, it's what you do.
We cover sports in
we cover sports fantastically.
Blitzkrieg way.
Well, but still, though, I mean, and it's about being entertained. And if that's not what you want, then we are not that guy. I'm not that guy.
She was listening the other day.
I'm not that guy, pal.
We had Courtney Dyfel. We had Ella McDowell. We had Bree Ellis. We had Ryan Silverfield. They had the chancellor all in one show. And so we're proud of what we do. And at the same time, I'm going back and forth with my girlfriend going, you are not the calm one, such blank, blank, blank. So I see, you look who's the calm one now. Look who's the calm one. I'm staying calm in this.
You know, sometimes it's better to just agree and close your mouth.
Baz is gaslighting right now on radio.
Someone says, preach, David. Why have marriage ruined a wonderful relationship? Let's see here. What was another hint? When me and my wife drive somewhere, if we want to get there quickly, she is better at that. If we want to get there safely, I'm better at that. I love the fact, again, that's what I really appreciate. You acknowledge the things that your significant other does better than you. It's like, honey, if we need to get there, you're driving here or whatever. Yeah, it's a small little thing, but I still love that. Let's see. The shovel is getting dull, Baz. Watch out. You guys sound normal now. Here's one. The interview with Cox yesterday with Wes was awesome. The university absolutely dropped the ball on the whole tennis debacle. Again, I think what happened was talking to some other people last night, some people, money people. I just don't know if Hunter Yurecek is finding out what your strengths are at talking. And Roger, you know, Hendricks has talked about Hunter has called on them. Mm-hmm. I don't think his strength is cultivating those relationships around the state and asking for money. I think he came in. I don't think that was his specialty. Every AD's got to do it. I talked to somebody last night that's a super wealthy guy. I mean, significantly wealthy guy. He said, Hunter Yurecek's never asked me for a dime. And I said, well, does he have the coach? He goes, no. I was going to say, does he has the coaches ask? You know, he said, no. It's just like, and I think, you know, he's not perfect, but like, you know, you've got to find out who all the players are. And work it, you know. Yeah,
but the thing with Hunter, though, if he knows that's not his strength, I mean, as a good leader, if you know what your strengths are, you know what your weaknesses are, surround yourself with people to fill your weaknesses.
And that can very well be the reason why they hired some other outside agency to go after NIL naming rights for stadiums like that.
Yeah, but why not just hire a guy to build the relationships?
100%.
Agency.
That's a pretty critical skill for an AD.
Yeah. Today's world.
But the Hunter Yurecek AD that we hired when he was hired here, it does not have the same the responsibilities have changed because of NIL.
I do think, too.
Not to say that
that's a fair point, Roger.
Yeah. I do think, too, I think what happens on the Hill, I've seen it, and it happens to AD, it happens to head coaches. You get up here in that bubble, that Northwest Arkansas bubble, and you forget, you know, you think you can do it all by yourself. And you got really good people around the state you need to reach out to and, hey, so we need you. And instead of that, doing that, you do it all yourself. You don't ask anybody's opinion. And then things just start going off the rails a little bit. I just think that's it's not just Hunter. That's happened to other people too. But you're right. You want to bring in, there are good people in this state that can help. And hopefully they can, you know, I know you want to bring in people from out of state, people that you think that are good. But there are also people here in the state that know people that can be productive and want to help.
Yeah.
If you got a question for Trey, 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, Trey, anything we need to know from an outdoor standpoint?
Man, probably the biggest thing to talk about, it's not May yet, but it will be Friday, I think. That's right, May 1st. And that is the first day that you can apply for one of the highly coveted public land elk hunting permits.
Okay,
you know, it's
those,
a big thing. It's like winning the lottery,
yeah,
right?
You how many of those you got?
I think we got 15 that we will award through the online. Yeah, we've backed off the last couple of years. You know, the elk population, I mean, it's not like in danger, but it has the overall number. We fly a survey every year, so we have a pretty good idea of how many there are. You don't count all of them because they could be in the woods and you can't see them. But the population has been trending somewhat down, so we've backed off. It's, you know, what we do. We monitor the populations. We use science to drive our decisions. But, yeah, 18 total public land permits. 15 of those will be through this online permitting process. And it's just, again, it's a lottery. I think we had, I don't know, around 7,000, 7,500 applicants last year for 15 permits. But there is another opportunity where your odds might be a little bit better, and that's we will announce those winners at the Buffalo River Elk Festival, June 26th and 27th in Jasper, Arkansas. Big event up there.
We drove through there the other day, Roger.
Yeah,
to Mountain Home.
Yeah. I went through Jasper on your way to Mountain Home?
I thought we did.
I don't think you would have. That wouldn't be a normal route.
Okay, where did we see with all the...
Where was the elk? What's the big elk?
Boxley Valley or...
did we cross the Buffalo?
Oh, no. You saw some elk off of Highway 65. I bet. Because that would have been the way that you likely would have driven up to Mountain Home.
Well, we likely did. Maybe not. People said we could have bypassed a lot of that.
I'm giving you credit for being normal,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, people said that we probably could have bypassed a lot of the snaking of the roads had we gone through Mountain View first, or no, Conway Heber, and that way we went Greenbrier.
Yeah, I go 65 up to Marshall, okay, and then take 27 over to Harriet, basically, and then 14 up to Yellville.
Did you say Harrison? We went through Harrison.
Yeah, I went all the way to Harrison.
No.
So you go up like you're going to Harrison on 65, but then you cut over. But anyway, back to the elk.
Never mind.
We have three permits that we will award at the end of the day on Saturday at the Elk Festival, and you have to sign up for those at the festival in person, and you must be present to win. So that's always really exciting because, you know, you got three people, you're going to call their names, and they're going to come running through this crowd of, you know, 800-900 people who are eagerly awaiting to have their name called. So it is like winning the lottery to get an elk permit in Arkansas.
So how big, what would you estimate the elk population to be?
Oh, I could, it's 700-ish animals, something like that.
Has it been pretty consistent at that over the years?
It got up a little higher than that, and I may be a little bit high. Our elk program biologist gave a presentation at the April commission meeting, and I didn't hear all of it. I had other obligations that morning, so didn't hear his report. But it's been a little higher than that. But you know, with chronic wasting disease, we actually raised our quota, essentially, not a limit, but we raised the number of permits we gave out for a few years because we wanted to kind of control any spread of that population and perhaps like get the spread of chronic wasting disease. So it was intentional to kind of reduce the population a little bit, but now it's stabilizing, and it's not like it, again, I don't want to create any false sense of like, oh, we're in trouble with our elk. It's stable.
Do you shoot the boys and the girl elk?
We do. Yeah. Okay. There are more permits available for cow elk, the females, than there are the bulls, the males, but,
big rack.
Yeah, man, there's some, there's some huge ones out there. I mean, like,
I don't know if I've ever seen pictures of people that kill elk in Arkansas for some reason.
Oh, man, yeah. We run those on our social media, Game and Fish, and I've covered it on our television show, Arkansas Wildlife, that we've had in the past. And, they're just such incredible animals. You know they're big, but, like, when you get next to one that somebody's taken, you're like, the antlers are almost as tall as you are, like from the ground up.
Is it taller than a horse? Is it elk taller? Or is it
probably. Right. But we're talking like, you know, a bull could weigh 700, 800, 900 pounds. You're almost half a ton.
So I've made the argument that when, you know, and I can't think that the place I'm trying to think of was where I went in Channel 4 back in the 90s.
You're thinking of Boxley Valley.
But what's the name of the
Ponca?
Ponca. That's it. I was thinking the place we went the other day looked like we were driving past Ponca, but it probably was not. What's the name of the lodge and the big popular place?
Buffalo Outdoor Center.
Buffalo Outdoor Center. I was thinking we passed that on the way.
There's also Lost Valley, another outfitter there. But yeah, BOC is the one Mike Mill started.
Mike Mill,
you know, 50 plus years ago.
Is that still the center point of all the?
That is the center point to see. Like, we don't allow hunting in that area. That's kind of the we call those the tourist elk. I just say that because elk, you know, filtered into that valley, and it's a place. We have our nature center, our Ponca Elk Nature Center there, and it's a place because of the way the upper part of the Buffalo River, some of those big hay fields that are the Park Service owns, but they lease to farmers, and the highway right there, Highway 21 and 43, depending on which part of Boxley Valley you're in, those elk are somewhat conditioned to cars coming by there, so they're not spooked. Yeah. And so, especially in the fall, honestly, now's not a bad time to see them, too. You may see some calves. But September, October, great place. You can pull off the side of the road. They're not spooked by the car. You just watch them.
It was like us when we were in Yellowstone, where you're trying to see the buffalo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget going to the Yellowstone, and, like, you're going to see so many buffalo, you're not going to go what to do. And we saw one that looked like an animatronic, and on the side laying down. It was just like it was on a
like it had the mange.
Yeah, and that was we saw one. We saw one in like 4 days of Yellowstone.
Entire area of Yellowstone.
I have a similar story. Estes Park, Colorado, which is basically the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park, one of our most popular and well visited national parks in the country, I'm told. We went out there in 2016 after we discovered CWD in Arkansas to meet with some scientists, some veterinarians, also people in Colorado who've been dealing with it. So, you know, that's why we were out there. But we go up to Estes Park. Oh, we'll get some video of some elk out here. Nada. Zero. We saw some insane clown posse fans in front of the Stanley Hotel. Was about the most unusual thing I saw.
Juggalos out there, not buffaloes, but juggalos?
You're exactly right. Nice. Juggalos were posing in front of the Stanley Hotel, famous for its role in The Shining.
A couple things. We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, and thanks to Steve Brown for having us. Roger, it's Willie Nelson's 93rd birthday today, so that's certainly significant. Dwayne Allen from Oak Ridge Boys having a birthday. Dale Earnhardt, the great Dale Earnhardt, who was killed in 2001, it's his birthday today. And Jerry Seinfeld. How do you think Jerry Seinfeld is today? What do you think?
68.
He's 72. It's also, this is 65 years ago, Roger, and we ought to play this. If you're over the age of 50, you remember on this day, the first time I'd ever played, 1961, ABC Wild World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, one of the great openings of any kind of a programming for sports. Do not go away. We're glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. If you got a question for Trey Reed, send it to our text line. Don't go away.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you've got questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with all the answers. Brought to you by Arts Marine. Arts Marine in North Little Rock has been carrying Yamaha, G3, and Tohatsu for over 50 years. Call them today at 753-7351.
Trey, thanks for all the updating on the elk. Also, someone was asking about turkey numbers. It is everybody. If you're a turkey hunter, you're all in right now.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mentioned it earlier. It may have been after we dropped out for a minute, but we cracked the 10,000 mark on this season. I think over the weekend, or could have been Monday morning, but I haven't checked it the last couple of days. But we are up over 10,000, and our turkey biologist says we're probably headed for, you know, if things hold, we have decent weather the rest of the season. Thank you, Nancy. And we should be slightly up from last year, somewhere 14,000 plus.
And you're going to be hosting the Zone next week.
Yes, guest hosting the Zone.
With the new host?
No. Justin Acri will be out next week.
And so, hey, you got a new co-host?
Chris Kane is going to be on with me Wednesday, and I believe Kevin Kelly on Thursday.
Okay, Kevin, like a lot of airtime for Kevin.
Kevin's getting a lot of airtime.
Christian, you're hitting a couple days,
I'm
right?
I'm hosting Tuesday. Kevin's with me then, and I'm hosting Friday. Pigskin will be with me.
Wow, very good.
I'm returning to the Zone.
Now, will you take off from us when you do that?
No.
Okay.
Double duty.
Or the previous duty.
To point of order, I will be taking off from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Yeah, so, you know, before anybody sends nasty emails or anything.
Nobody
like
from
that.
This office is sending those.
We'll talk about this more when we come back. This is from Jessica. However, she goes, we're in our argument on the about what I've said already this morning. She goes, we'll resolve this on air when you bring the ladies of the buzz in, which we've got to do that. She goes, however, please pass on my gratitude for Alcoa, from our car loan and my HELOC. I never can say that right. I recently had a problem with the DMV, and Robert at Alcoa had it fully resolved. All around top-notch service. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely.
There you go.
How about that?
Appreciate you.
Listen, if that didn't say, I mean, that's one thing that I think this radio, I don't know any other radio station. I don't pay much attention to it. And quite honestly, I don't know how much the other shows on this station adhere to it or take advantage or utilize or whatever the case may be. But we've been afforded the opportunity to not only be sponsored by Steve or Family Market or right, Double B's right. or Ava Bella. But they're actually our friends.
Yeah.
And we
just went golfing together.
We just got back from Florida.
We're
our friends. Whoa. And we use their services as well. It's not Sanders Granite. It's not just to take your money and do all that. We actually use your services because we believe in them. And that, to me, should speak volumes to our listeners out there, because we actually do it, and we mean it. So thank you.
Trey, thanks for making the trip out here.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. Steve, good to see you. We'll catch up later, man.
We like Trey as well. We've taken advantage of that fantastic cooking that
he does. We're running behind. We're running out of days.
I know. I was thinking about that on the drive out here. I'm on it.
The weeks keep passing. I know.
How you doing on Topo Chico?
I'm actually out.
You've been struggling. Now all that hoarding you claim I had, I'm still living pretty good.
Let's talk offline.
Let's talk.
All right, 7 o'clock. Don't go away.